We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hi there, and thanks for joining us at KMBZ.com on this Travel Tuesday. I'm E.J. Becker, and with me today is Chris Woodyard. Chris is the Los Angeles Bureau Chief for USA Today and has been a travel writer for many years. Chris's latest piece for USA Today is called Airlines Forced to Court Leisure Passengers with Deals, Perks, and New Destinations. Chris, are you surprised that we leisure travelers are being treated well by the airlines right now?
Who would have ever believed it? It's like the revenge of the leisure traveler. We've been treated so badly for so long, those of us that don't travel regularly for business, it's kind of a shock when all of a sudden the airlines have to pay attention to you.
We know that the airlines got rid of change fees recently. What else are they doing? Are there other perks out there?
There's lots of little things and some big things. You know, frequent flyer programs right now are being rejiggered to be more oriented to help out leisure travelers. For instance, they're offering some big discounts on how many miles it takes to go on a trip. But the changes go on and on from there. Look at America. I believe it's American Airlines that is allowing people to, leave on an earlier flight during the day without any sort of penalty. That's gigantic. I mean, that used to happen 20 years ago in the airline industry. It's no skin off of them, you know, to let you on the plane earlier in the day if they have a bunch of empty seats. Heck, they can resell that seat later to someone that's going to pay top dollar for it. But it's one of those things that went away that really struck the leisure traveler, the one that is paying on the non-refundable fare and is locked into all these rules, while the business travelers could saunter on the plane with their unrestricted tickets, take basically any flight they wanted earlier in the day if their meeting ended early. These changes are really beneficial to the leisure traveler.
Are these changes long term? Are they dangling a carrot in front of us going, please come back, please come back, please come back, please come back, we need you right now?
That is such a great question. And the answer is you're probably right. This is something that's only going to go on during the pandemic. You know, suddenly they're showing us all this love. But as soon as the pandemic's over, it's going to go right back to adding on more fees, adding on more restrictions, whining and dining business customers, the ones that are paying full freight and travel every week. And we'll go back to we'll be back in the back of the plane again, with the rules that we've always had to deal with. But heck, you know, for those that are willing to travel right now, and by that by no means means a lot of people are going to travel, but for those willing, this could be a pretty good time.
We're talking with Chris Woodyard of USA Today. Chris, is there any indication that these new incentives are actually bringing leisure travelers back in these COVID times?
Very, very gradually. The numbers on the plane are still abysmal in the airline business. They're saying about 30% of the seats are filled at this point, down from 80% before the pandemic. You know, they're begging people to come back aboard, and people wisely are weighing their health considerations in deciding whether to get on the plane or not.
Airline incentives aside, Chris, do you have thoughts on what it'll take to get the average leisure traveler back on an airplane?
We all know people, friends of ours, relatives that are getting on planes and coming back and saying the experience was fine. They get on there, they put on the mask, they turn that nozzle over their head to full blast, knowing there's HEPA filters up there that could help filter out the virus. But the part that gets me is, think about it. If you or I get back home and a week later we test positive for coronavirus, we will be kicking ourselves for thinking of all the bad judgment we exercised when, you know, we could have taken the precautions that so many people are taking. What's happening with the president right now and in the White House kind of underscores that. And again, as a wake-up call to the fact that we should be practicing basic coronavirus precautions and not, you know, going overboard here. What it's going to take, really, is going to be a vaccine. I don't think anyone's going to feel truly comfortable until there's a vaccine. Until then, it's take your own risk kind of situation. There's some people that may feel very young, very healthy, very low risk category, that are willing to get on a plane to go to Hawaii or the Caribbean or to Florida or to Texas if the price is right and if the deals are right.
Chris, as you were researching this piece on airlines and the leisure traveler, what surprised you most?
What surprised me the most is how how airlines like Delta, United, American are adding leisure destinations and new routes and places they wouldn't normally go because they would much rather add, you know, new flights to business destinations like Newark or Minneapolis or wherever. And at the same time, these moves put pressures on the ultra low fare carriers and the discounters. Suddenly, people have a choice of flying United at almost the same price. It's going to be a tougher equation for them as well. So, you know, there's a lot of interesting implications of this. Look at some of these prices of these airfares and the destinations. It really, truly does make you want to get on a plane. You really have to hold yourself back and say, no, it's not safe to travel right now. It's, you know, pretty amazing to see some of the deals that are out there right now.
Chris, tell me more about these added leisure destinations that you wouldn't normally expect the airlines to be offering.
Most of them are to the Sun Belt. Most of them are to Mexico and warm weather destinations. You know, with winter coming, with the idea that the virus is going to be worse when you're stuck in enclosed rooms, the idea of sitting on a beach somewhere with a drink in your hand couldn't be more appealing.
Chris Woodyard is a longtime travel writer and the bureau chief for USA Today in Los Angeles with us on this Travel Tuesday. I'm EJ Becker. Thanks for joining us on News 98.1 KMBZ and here online at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.